For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. A week of political turmoil is screeching to a, well, let's just call it a pause. Today, political analyst Otis Sanford joins us again to see where the state of Tennessee fares in all of this. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. It's good to be here.
Otis, let's start with Senator Lamar Alexander. You had hopes last week that he would at least vote to hear witnesses in the impeachment. He did not. You heard Senator Alexander's rationale for that. Was that a matter of principle, or was it just politics?
Well, it was pure politics. It also showed to me that Lamar Alexander, he basically caved to the White House, to his friend Mitch McConnell. But his rationale is what really I thought was appalling. What Alexander said in his statement and what he has been trying to tell journalists and other people is that it should be left up to the voters, while at the same time saying that the Democrats proved their case. He said that. Well, how are voters going to make that determination with some informed evidence without hearing from people who were in the room, like John Bolton? And for him to vote no on hearing witnesses, that deprived the voters of the opportunity to get the information that he says they should have in order to make the decision that it's really up to them. It made no sense to me, and it didn't make a lot of sense to a lot of other people, and I think that's where Lamar Alexander failed in the end.
Well, never has a State of the Union address more closely resembled an episode of Game of Thrones, with all the high dudgeon and dramatic shredding of documents. Otis, as someone who pays close attention to politics, are you entertained or terrified?
Well, I've been around on this earth a long time, Chris, so terrified might not be the word, because I've seen it all.
Okay.
But I was repulsed.
Repulsed?
Yeah, by the whole thing. The theatrics of it all. You mentioned Game of Thrones. It was really just a tawdry game show that Donald Trump is known for. And yes, Speaker Pelosi tearing up the speech at the end in a very visible way. That just went along with everything else that happened that night.
You know, Michelle Obama famously said, when they go low, we go high. But Democrats are at this, I think, point of frustration where going high has not helped their cause at all. You know, when you see Nancy Pelosi tearing up the speech, are Democrats really trying to show how frustrated they are in big symbolic ways now?
I don't think it's any question about it. I mean, all that Nancy Pelosi has been through, not that I would agree or disagree with the display, I understand. All that going high has gotten Democrats is a nosebleed. So I just think that especially people who are currently in Congress, they're not interested right now in going high because it hadn't gotten them anywhere. So they're just trying to fight a little fire with fire.
Well, let's look at the Democrats for a minute. The Iowa caucuses voting snafu didn't inspire a lot of confidence, and neither did the centrist candidate, Joe Biden. Do you see any changes in the hearts of Democrats here in Shelby County in the future?
Joe Biden is by no means out of this race just yet. But he is not inspiring anybody, at least not in that early state, because, you know, I've said before, Chris, that Iowa is not representative of this country in terms of its electorate, its diversity. So we have to wait to see what happens, especially in a place like South Carolina, where Joe Biden is staking really his political life.
Do you think African-Americans could go over to the Bernie Sanders camp or even to the Pete Buttigieg camp?
I'm not seeing any evidence of that right now. I still think that the majority of African-American voters in this community, in the city and county, are probably hoping that Joe Biden catches fire so they can really be supportive of it. But again, what happens in South Carolina is really going to tell the tale.
Well, so here in Tennessee, there was another address this week, Governor Bill Lee's State of the State address. Let's talk about some of the things that Democrats and Republicans actually agree on, starting with more funding for education. The governor is pledging $600 million in new money to K through 12 education with teacher pay increases. How was this received?
I think overall it was received quite well. You know, Democrats have to always try to find something to nitpick at, but they had a hard time doing it the other night. a lot of things that he talked about where education was concerned, talking about putting more money into student mental health, putting more money into literacy. There's more money for, say, the University of Memphis, for example, to build a new science and engineering building. In terms of education, I thought his address pretty much hit a home run because it gave people something else to talk about other than the red meat things that he is already supporting, like the abortion bill and things of that nature.
Well, finally, Otis, new bills are getting attention as they go through the General Assembly. There was one by two Republicans pushing for Medicaid expansion this week. But there was also another to make the Bible the state book of Tennessee again. There's another guns on college campus bill. Is this the year we see the state of Tennessee going very conservative with their bills, especially after we've heard the governor talking about his anti-abortion legislation?
It seems to be tracking that way. I mean, you mentioned the Bible as the official state book. That came up, like, I think, 4 or 5 years ago.
Right. And it was vetoed by Bill Haslam, the governor at the time.
Who was Bill Lee is not Bill Haslam. And so I would not be surprised that Bill Lee said, you know, I'm not going to take a stand on that. I would hope that that would not be the case. Let's not trivialize the Bible in that way. The Bible is a sacred book. It doesn't need to be wrapped up in politics. So I hope that does not happen. You mentioned the two Republican lawmakers, one senator, one House member, who is resurrecting Haslam's Insure Tennessee plan. Mm-hmm. I see that as going nowhere. One of those lawmakers is from Knoxville. The other one is from Dayton. They probably have their own reasons for doing this, but I see that getting absolutely no traction in this Republican-controlled legislature. Nice try, but I don't think it's going to happen. To answer your question, I do see that the legislature is, again, tracking down a conservative road. This is an election year. All House members will be up for election again, and they're trying to do everything they can to solidify their base.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.